From Shaw and Partners this Thursday morning. Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning,
right,
Mike.
Right, building consents. Are we building or hammers swinging?
Well, they are. I see Cotality have released their latest property, sort of residential property figures, and the house price is still going pretty much nowhere. But if you're channeling the glass half full starting position, which I suggest we need to do if we're going to go anywhere in 2026, I should suggest that we recognise that the residential sector, sort of in a number of senses, is stable, Mike, and stable is good. Because predictable is good, it creates dependable expectations, doesn't it? And I think that characterisation is very appropriate for the building consent number. So the number of consents gives visibility and predictability to what's going to happen in residential construction in the months ahead, because you can't build, at least legally, without a consent. So yet another case here of sort of building the base, Mike, building the base for 2026. In the 12 months to the end of August 2025, 34,078 new homes were consented. So that's a 1.3 increase on the 12 months to August 2024. Still massively down, of course, on the crazy times of 21 and 22. That small uptick driven by multi-unit developments in Auckland and Otago. We know they are lumpy and they come and go, but August 25 was notably better than August 24. But Mike, what's really striking to me is just how consistent these numbers have become. If I look at the 12-month rolling total, it's been sitting between 33,000 and 34,000 since June or July of last year. So it's just rock solid. And if I look at the seasonally adjusted monthly numbers, they have been sitting, so for month to month, been sitting between 2,500 and 3,000 since the middle of 2023. So that's almost 2 years where the numbers just stayed completely stable. Now, if I look at the two regions that kept that number up, Auckland, 14,500 pretty much, or sort of roughly homes consented in the 12 months, that's up 5.5%, 5.4%. Yeah. Otago was up 16%, so I don't know what's going on there.
Is that Central Otago? Is that Dunedin or Central Otago?
That will include the Central Lakes District, yeah. I guess. So I guess that's where you get the lift. That's where you're getting the lift, isn't it? Because it's in that Central Lakes area. But I think what does happen here, Mike, is that stability that we're seeing will mean that the construction sector will be right sizing. It will be adjusting, I suppose, to that very stable, consistent demand. So in other words, you've got predictability, and that's good.
Okay, and then we come to the power reform. Certainly the share market liked it.
Well, it did in sort of places. I'm assuming that you'll have plenty of commentary on this today, so we'll keep it at a pretty high level. Quick look at those market reactions. The main recommendations. So these are for listeners out there. If you're having that water cooler or coffee conversation, here we go. We're trying to keep those listeners well informed, Mike, and here's the main guts of it. An LNG import terminal. Bring stuff into the country. The government will start a formal procurement process. They're prepared to underwrite a small-scale import facility. Marsden Point and Taranaki are being talked about there. Government participation in any capital raise by the Gentailers where they already have a stake. So a reminder, the government owns stakes in some of these Gentailers except Contact. I guess there's been some uncertainty over what its long-term intentions are. They're basically putting a foot in the ground. They will say a stake in the ground, say they will maintain their current position, remove some uncertainty. They will use what they've got as government energy demand to potentially sign long-term purchase agreements. This happens in other countries as well. They're suggesting stronger powers for the electricity authority. And the one that hasn't got a lot of press, they're going to try and boost the electricity distribution business's efficiency. These are the lines companies. Now, the Frontier report actually recommended quite a lot more drastic reaction. There's 29 of these. They're saying there should be less. So, look, the market reaction, Mike, positive but not massive. Meridian, most positive reaction, up 4.67%. That's a good move. Contact, 0.88% up. Mercury, 1.35%. Genesis, 2.13%. I would make the comment, Mike, this doesn't feel transformative, does it?
It's because it's not.
I'm trying to find a sort of a word for it. I see the word's been used a bit in the press, incremental. Mm. I think that's a good description, methodical. But it doesn't feel earth-shatteringly different, does it?
No, it doesn't, and that's because it isn't. We'll talk to Mercury shortly. Give me the numbers.
Yeah, so US government shutdown, we forewarned this yesterday, so there was some jobs on, so it's looking very unlikely that we'll get non-farm payrolls. I think they've furloughed everybody at the Bureau of Labour Statistics except one person, so he'd be a busy boy, or he or she would be a busy boy trying to release those numbers. The Dow Jones, 46,401, it's up 4 points, stable. The S&P 500, 6698, it's up 10 points, 0.15%, stable. The NASDAQ, 22,734, it's up a third of a percent, so that's good. The FTSE 100 gained over 1% overnight, so strong there, 9446 the close. The Nikkei fell 0.85%, Shanghai Composite up 0.5%, 3882. The ASX 200 down 3 points yesterday, 8845. The NZX 50, because that strong move on Meridian, up 1.07%, 13,433. Kiwi dollar, 0.5813 against the US, 0.8798, 0.4960 against the euro, 8798 against the Aussie, of course, 0.4315 against the pound, 85.54 Japanese yen. Gold, still strong, $3,871. You'll like this one, though, Mike. $65.61 for Brent crude.
Take it all day long. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.